For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Let's listen to one of our Drug Truth Network reporters, Mr. Terry Nelson. He's spent 32 years as a law enforcement official in Customs, Border Agency, Air Interdiction, retired as a G-14, the equivalent of a bird colonel. He's now a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition.
Today I'm going to share with you a possible solution to how to reduce the murder of police officers. In researching FBI information of the number of police officers killed each year, I found that we have lost approximately 700 officers in the past 10 years, and 256, or approximately 36% of them, were killed by people with past drug convictions. Last year alone, half of the officers murdered were by drug law offenders. As a spokesman for LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, and a retired law enforcement officer, I am for the total legalization of drugs. LEAP's position is that the current prohibition policy in place for more than 30 years has not worked, and the United States needs to change that failed policy and reduce the number of deaths directly related to it. The officers murdered by drug dealers did not have to die, and the thousands of other deaths related to the prohibition of drugs did not have to happen. By legalizing drugs, regulating purity and potency, licensing the sale, taxing the proceeds, and controlling the age of the person purchasing the drugs, we can greatly reduce the criminal gangs and their influence on our children. The FBI's latest assessment of gangs is that the pervasiveness of gangs throughout our society is undeniable. They are more sophisticated and flagrant in their use of violence and intimidation tactics, and they bring drugs, weapons, and criminal activity with them. And unlike licensed pharmacists, they will sell to anyone, anytime, anywhere, without regard to that person's safety or well-being. Their only motive is money and power. So the logical thing to do is to sever the financial chain that feeds this activity. Legalize drugs and remove their inflated value, thus eliminating the criminals from the distribution chain. It is estimated that 80% of the crime associated with drug prohibition occurs within the distribution network. Educate and inform yourself. You will find alternatives exist. Ask tough questions of elected officials. It is time for a change. This is Terry Nelson on behalf of LEAP.
Law enforcement against prohibition. These men and women have served in the trenches of the drug war as prosecutors, judges, cops, guards, and wardens. They have seen firsthand the utter futility of our policy and now work together to end drug prohibition. Please visit leap.cc.
Contact us. We'll come to your town. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.